NBA was a little exciting last night. We've got the high school football report for
you. Stop. Quit lying. It's the NBA. Really?
I like basketball.
I understand, but was it, I mean...
Basketball's exciting. You hear a lot of sounds from their shoes.
Yeah. Tenny squeakers.
So there.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. I've done enough high school basketball games. Yeah. I remember that.
It's exciting.
We have both extremes. We have the Tony Parker shot that maybe made it, and we have the A&M game that was just really, quite frankly, we were ugly hosts.
It didn't matter. Yeah. Well, you know, look. Who was the team?
Arkansas Fort Smith.
Oh, well. He used to coach in Arkansas. I guess he, y'all come on down here. We'll put a game together for you.
I'll tell you this much. Yeah. We put a Hunsky on them.
Yeah.
They didn't make 50.
Well, you know. It's the way it goes.
We'll share a little bit later on.
The way it goes. It happens, yeah. So, all right. It's the last big weekend of the campaign. Man. I just, you know, just about worn out of this. The picture that Kat sent us was, I don't know if it was post-Halloween or pre-Halloween, but showed a little munchkin in the shopping cart baby seat, terrified by the hollow, empty-eyed mask of Barack Obama. That's really not any statement on Barack Obama. The child probably would have cried at any empty-eyed mask of a politician.
But it's still a funny picture.
It was, yeah. It's... You know what? This child's picture, the picture of this child's reaction to Obama is much the way many Republicans feel if he gets reelected, so it's not that different. You'll see grown-ups acting the way that
There's
child.
There's a Sean Hannity joke in there, but I'm not
sure. Yeah, it probably is. Final weekend of the barnstorming, and both these guys are, they're looking at going to the same states. The president is going to Ohio, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Virginia on Saturday, and then New Hampshire, Florida, Ohio, in Colorado on Sunday. Wait, he was already in Ohio.
Yep.
Oh, he's going back to Ohio.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Must be nice when you have a big airplane and we pay for the fuel. Mr. Romney hits Wisconsin and Ohio today, then New Hampshire, Colorado, and Iowa on Saturday. We don't have to pay for his gas.
Just his security.
That's right. Biggest addition to the schedule for Romney is on Sunday when he will hold a rally in Pennsylvania, which Republicans think has emerged as a legitimate battlefield that had pretty much been in the Democratic column for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, how many of these states that Obama's going to now do you think he actually thought he was going to have to do?
Oh, yeah, really. I'm sure that the things have changed. Yeah, and maybe think back, and I want to say it was Bob Dole who did this because he was way too old to do it, but I think, like, the last 24 hours he went to 24 states or something. You know, right before the election.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't matter. Right? He got pounded into the ground like a steak by Bill Clinton. But nonetheless, it was, again, just the kind of, okay, well, you're going to get up at 2 in the morning to go to New Hampshire to see Bob Dole?
No,
probably not.
Well, he's such an exciting speaker.
Exactly, so that was the whole idea. Well, all right, everything's complete now because Michael Bloomberg has gone ahead and announced his endorsement in the presidential race. I think we were waiting for that, right?
With bated breath?
Yeah, so, but he says it's because of the climate change issue that he is endorsing Barack Obama.
Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah, but it's the climate change.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, what I thought he would say is, I've watched how he's been presidential, because the president's gotten good marks for the way he's behaved in the last 3 days. I mean, he's been presidential. He went to make nice with the mayor of New Jersey, who doesn't necessarily like him. And so, as a result, he has looked presidential. Now, but Bloomberg decides that it's Hurricane Sandy, and, you know, that changed his whole thinking because of the president and his stand on climate change.
Okay.
Of course, then there is the University of Colorado professor named Roger Pilkey, who is an environmental scientist. Quote, to call Sandy a harbinger of the new normal in which unprecedented weather events cause unprecedented destruction would be wrong. This historic storm should remind us that planet Earth is a dangerous place where extreme events are commonplace and disasters are to be expected. In the proper context, Sandy is less an example of bad things can how bad things can get, Rather, it should be a reminder of they could be worse.
Absolutely.
To put things into a starker perspective, he said from August 1954 through August of 1955, the East Coast saw three different storms make landfall, Carol, Hazel, and Diane, that in 2012 each would have caused twice as much damage as Sandy. And they got three of them in a 12-month period. Again, obviously, not as many structures in 1954 and 1955, not as many people, so different, you know, if there's less infrastructure to be destroyed, there's going to be less destruction.
Right.
We've got more infrastructure now, and so it was an interesting thing for him to do, though, and with any kind of natural disaster. Look at the long view.
Well, that's one of the things that makes me laugh, because when they go off on these tangents, it's always the first time in 100 years. Well, yeah. It means it's happened 100 years ago.
Yeah, okay. That means it's done.
It's happened before.
Have you seen Mount St. Helens? I mean, you know, it came back. It really did. It came back. Nature does that kind of thing, you know? That's on the good side. Of course, it was something bad that happened to get there. But, yeah, we've only been here for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay, so the finger-pointing continues now between some state officials and an international observer group from the United Nations that wants to keep an eye on our election process on Tuesday. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says that they want to come in and observe, and that has not sat well with state officials in Iowa and Texas.
Well, go figure.
Yep. They said they're needlessly blocking access to decades-old process that the U.S. already has agreed to. The group is promising to abide by election laws in those states after local officials warned some observers might be arrested if they got too close to the polling place.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to stuff their hand into the pie.
Well, again, we don't need the Europeans coming over here and telling us how to run our elections.
That's why we came to the New World and took over.
That's right. I mean, we can cheat in our elections just fine. We don't need them watching us.
They can cheat in their own elections.
Yeah, we can have voter fraud. We don't need them to be here looking at us.
We're just fine on our own, thank you.
We'll have voter fraud. You don't have to worry about that. So, you know, there you go. I love it because Joe Biden's always got a quote for us. For Dodge, Iowa, quote, "We got to stop this blue and red. We're a purple nation, man."
Sounds like he's been getting into the green
Hey, man, we're a purple nation.
Okay.
Well, all right. What's interesting is, though, you listen to the president, you listen to Joe Biden, they talk about how we're all in this together. And, okay, I get that when there's a disaster.
Is that why they talk about how horrible rich people are and business people and people who have created their own businesses?
Exactly right.
Because we're all in it together?
Well, no. You see, they should give back more. They should give back more to those people who did not take a risk but actually just sat on their butts and waited for that stuff to come to them. So, no, we're not all in this together. I mean, yes, we're going to lift each other up. But, you know, in the day-to-day stuff, if somebody takes a risk and they happen to make it pay off, remember, there's some who take a risk and lose. But, you know, if they pay off, why should I give that to somebody who sat on their butt and didn't do anything?
It's like people who were raised playing, I don't know, chess or little games with their siblings, and then, no, Mom said you have to let me be part of a winner. Yeah. We're all winners. No, you're not.
No, no. If you make 95 on the test and the guy over there next to you makes a 60, are you supposed to give him 20 points?
Oh, absolutely.
Or feel bad that you messed up the bell curve?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, we're all in this together. Yeah, and then, you know, on what was it, on Tuesday that Romney went out and took donations for the hurricane victims, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we found out that his campaign bought those supplies. Uh-oh. We'll talk about that next hour in some detail.